Okay. Says in Tehillim, Rabbi Isai, Mia Esha Chafetz Chaim Oyev Yaman Liras Toiv. Who wants life? Who loves his days? And who wants to see good? I do. So what should you do? Netzor L'shoin Chameira. Guard your tongue from evil. Don't speak bad. Upirshu HaMafarshim. The Mafarshim explain on this Pasuk in Tehillim. Dimash Amar HaKosav, that which the Pasuk says, HaChofetz Chaim, someone wants life. Hainu Chaim HaNitzchim Bo'olam Haba, that's real life. Real life is an Olam Haba. This is just a fleeting existence. So Chofetz Chaim is referring to, first of all, life in Olam Haba. V'oyev Yamim Liras Toiv, the second part of the Pasuk, if you want to love your days and see good, haynu bo'olam hazeh, shu rak b'chinas yomim legabei chayei netzach. So yomim, which seems like a little bit of time, is referring to olam hazeh, because in contrast to olam haba, so olam haba is chayim, that's really the long-term life, and then you have yomim, which is olam hazeh. So whoever wants to have olam hazeh and olam haba should watch his mouth. And this is an incredible pele, a wonder. Why? What's so important about Shmiras Haloshin? There are 613 mitzvahs that are very important to keep. So why, if you want good in Olam Hazeh and good in Olam Haba, did David HaMelech say, watch your mouth? What about positive vision and all the other important things? V'al kulam amar lanu Hashem Yisbarach in Parshas Netzavim. On all of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in Parshas Netzavim, Re'ei nesati lefanecha hayoim esachayim v'esamaves, esatoy v'esara. I'm putting before you good, bad, life, death. And also over there, the Mefarsha explain. Life, death, good, bad, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, U'becharta b'chayim. And you should choose life. Asher Anochi b'tzavcha hayom, and I'm telling you, La'av Hashem l'kecha, you should love Hashem, l'leches b'drachov, and go in his ways, to guard his mitzvahs, his chukas, and mishpatim. So, you see that sometimes Hashem says, just, you know, it's important to do everything. So why over here does there seem to be a special importance on Shmirat Halashon? V'hine, l'fim ma shebe'arnu b'psicha sefer Chofetz Chaim, if you take a look at the Hakdama at the beginning of the halachic part of this sefer, like we said in the Hakdama, there's Betzim two parts to the Sefer. There's Chofetz Chaim, which is the Halachas, and then there's Shmiras Haloshin, which is the Musar. Okay? So if you take a look at the Chofetz Chaim, at the beginning, as Riboy Halavin Va'asin, Shu Ragil La'avra Aliyadeya Oven Amar Hazeh. He goes through over there just how many mitzvah essays and loisa essays a person just could be over, just pounding, just goal after goal after goal. You could just rack them up, you know, like that scale of mitzvahs averas, and all of a sudden the averas, whoo, it's just unbelievable how much you can rack up over there. Much more you find this by Lashon Hara than other mitzvahs and averas. So nachin ma'id. So now it's a very good pshat to say b'pshat ha'kosev. Masha nakat mia eish chavetz chayim oyv lom liras toiv nitzor l'shoin chamera. Why? Ki rotsa David HaMelech olav Hashemin lirmoiz lom. He wanted to hint to us b'derech klal that he wanted to say. Avada David HaMelech said that b'oif and klali a person has to guard himself ma'avoy nois to ben adam lichaveroi. You have to be careful. And To categorize the averus of ben adam lechaveru, yod stavan amelach, tavan amelach is giving an etza, olav shalom, la adam achapetz b'chayim, the person that wants to keep, who wants to have a good life and wants to keep the mitzvah ben adam lechaveru, she yinzor l'shoynei meira b'chol pratav, to watch yourself in shmiras haloshen, umemela yizor b'chol. If you start watching your mouth and not speaking bad about a person, mamela, you'll start becoming a serious boss when it comes in terms of all of ben adam lechaveru. The davar pashit hu, because it's a davar pashit. Ki kashe yargil atzmoi, when a person habituates, I think, right, Yehuda? Is that the correct word still? Okay, habituates himself. Thank you. Aki was always my language vocabulary guy in Shir, tells me when I, but every time I use more than two syllables, it's already a three syllable word. Usually I'll look for backup to know that the word that I'm using is correct. But back to what we're saying. So, kishyargal atzmai liyozoyer b'lashoyim l'tsholo l'saper la'olam b'gnos chaver, right? Once a person is careful not to talk bad about a person, even if it's not going to come out that's actually cause him any damage, because Lashon Hara is usur, even if you know nothing bad is going to come out to the person, right? I bad mouth them to, you know, someone that will never speak to his shadchan, someone that will never speak to him, okay? But it doesn't matter. He's careful if it's going to come out that he's going to lose some money, his livelihood through this. And he's also not going to embarrass him in public or embarrass him through his words. And not to cause an argument with him, between him and others, through his words. And all this, Lashon Hara is very, very, right? What's Lashon Hara is any bad caused by your mouth. Lashon Hara is not only starts causing machlokes. Lashon Hara is bad language. Bad language it covers a lot of things. All these things, like all the other lavin essays that a person could have, all these things that you're being over on, all these mitzvahs, ukanal the psicha, like I told you to look earlier in the psicha, chavetz chayim. So once a person's careful with this, says the Chofetz Chaim, Bevada Yezaris Atzmoy Mamela Megezel Lugadeva Gamkein. If you're careful with your mouth, so then you're going to be careful with your Maisim. Once you start being careful, even in, right, it's a culture game, in things which are harder to, you know, just to say a couple of few words, you're going to start being careful with Geneva and Gazela. Kialoi, because behold, you've already accepted upon yourself not to cause a person bad through your speech. And then, of course, not to purposely punch him in the face or to do anything bad to him. And if so, as time goes on, you will eventually become the king of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. So right now, the Chofetz Chaim is saying over here that why did David HaMelech choose Shmiras HaLashon more than the other mitzvahs? So, like I told you before, even though this is very interesting, because L'chaira, in the whole Hakdama, the whole first part of his Hakdama, the Chofetz Chaim was dealing with this question. And in the Hakdama, we can't forget, the Chofetz Chaim wrote, Pshat is that since based on the mitzvahs that you do is how you're going to look in Olam Haba. So if a person messes up his speech and his hearing in Olam Haba, so he's going to be, chas v'shalom, a deaf mute, or in Olam Haba. And we know that a deaf mute, a cheresh, is a din of a shaitan, a katan. That's a real pagam in the mahus of the person. That's what he said in the Hakdama. Here he's saying another pshat. David HaMelech, really, really the truth is David HaMelech is saying, Avada, you have to be careful with all the mitzvahs. Just, I'm giving you something which is something that basically, if you do this, it will cover all of Ben Adam Lechaveri. That is what the Chofetz Chaim is saying now. So if that's true, so then the Chofetz Chaim said, so now David HaMelech spoke about Ben Adam Lechaveri. But what about Ben Adam Lomakoyim? Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the rest of the Pasuk. Va'achakach Amar HaKosev, that's why David HaMelech continues and says, Sur Meira. Sur Meira, right? It's all Shulchan Aruch, Sur Meira Va'aseh Toiv. What's the song? Sur, sur, meira v'yaseh toiv. Right? Something like that. I think that's a song from back in the day. But Eli Bash probably knows that, right? Eli Bash, Holding in Music, correct? That was a hit. That was a hit probably back in the day. I don't know who sings that, but it was probably a hit. Sur meira v'aseh toiv. Sur meira is telling you, don't be over the low sase. She's typing who it was. Shal Sheles. Okay, I don't even think I ever heard of them, but I heard of that song. Do they sing Lecha Lecha Hashem Agdullah?
That's Yeshiva Boys.
Yeshiva Boys Choir? Okay. Okay. Shal Sheles, you wrote Shal Sheles again. That is Shal Sheles? Yehuda Brecher said Yeshiva Boys Choir. Uh-oh, we have Machalikas Achreinim over here. Okay, fine.
I'm backing out. I'm actually wrong.
Oh, he's out. Bensie's back in now that we're talking about Yeshiva Boys Choir.
No, it's Shal Sheles.
I'm joking. Shal Sheles. Two different songs from Shal Sheles. I know it's two different songs.
Two different people. Lecha is Yeshiva Boys Choir or Shal Sheles Jr. And the other song you're singing,
Lecha is Yeshiva Boys Choir.
But the Sumer of Asitaiv is Shal Sheles.
Okay. Wow. Yes. What a side tangent I just pulled off. All right. Okay. Sumer of Asitaiv. Sumer is referring to the mitzvahs of don't do bad. Asitaiv is referring to the mitzvahs essay of Ben Adam Lomakoim. Chofetz Chaim says basically, David HaMelech has just told you to keep all the mitzvahs. First of all, which means, according to the Chofetz Chaim, do ben adam lechaveroi, sur meira v'aseh toiv, which means keep ben adam lemakoyim. That's a very big chiddush in the pasuk. According to the Chofetz Chaim, it basically came out that the David HaMelech is telling you keep the Torah to have good olam hazeh and olam haba. According to that. You know, so then what's the Kiddush exactly? Except for the Kiddush is if you just, you know, concentrate on Shmiras HaLashon, Mimela, you'll conquer everything. According to this, it's really Lav Davka. It's really just keep all the mitzvahs and you'll have good. According to the Pashim Shah and the Pasik, was a very big Kiddush. Just keep Shmiras HaLashon and you'll have good. But we'll see more about that. Okay. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim, why did David HaMelech be machtim ben Adam lechaveroi? The hiktim shmira ma'avaj ben Adam lechaveroi? Because really, ben Adam lechaveroi is really koilel two things. Every time you're over ben Adam lechaveroi, it's really two things. Shu over al rotzen Hashem, should see va'al zes. Also, ben Adam lemakoyim. Also, Akash Baruch Hu told you not to do this. The gamu oisei avla bezel lechaveroi. So really, ben Adam lechaveroi is really a double whammy that you should be careful with. Ula hepa chas v'sholem, and now we get back to our point, and if you do the opposite chas v'sholem, kishalo yintzor l'shoyne meira, yisraba olav avoynois merubim, then you're going to get a lot of averos, v'chatoim atzumim lima'oid, and a lot of bad averos. Shemishtal shel ayadeya oven zeh, that are all going to come out, a lot of things, you know, when you talk about this, and you embarrass him, and he loses money, and this and that, kamavur v'psicha, go take a look at the introduction to Chofetz Chaim. The Inyan Hazeh Shel Netzira Saloshon, this concept of guarding your mouth, who shoyrish the ikar, it is the root and the foundation and the main point. For it all, it's most of the averus, but most of us are careful with gezel and geneva and, you know, hezek and all of these things. But a lot, most of our averus ben al chaveru are shmiras halashin. Vagamla is yavush ben al makoyim. Kamur l'mayin shab. Also, it's kailo many averus of ben adam l'makoyim. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna, so that is basically his first pshat over here, but, and like I said, it's a big chiddush in the pasuk, a pasuk pshat in the pasuk, lav dafking the pasuk, that really it's referring to all of ben adam l'chaveru and all of ben adam l'makom, but he will have his next pshat, we will see, it will be putting a special emphasis on shmiras halashon, just mitzvah shmiras halashon itself, more than other averus, and then we'll, that'll be chayzer back to pashup shah and the pasik, but shivim padam l'taira, and all of taira rules, and is good. So everyone should learn taira as much as possible. Also help your parents, Pesach cleaning, and try not to kill your siblings. And yeah, because killing is also against ben adam l'chaveri. So don't do that. And everyone stay good, stay strong.